Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app at Bloomberg.com. This is Taking Stock.
Coming up on Taking Stock, well, Kathleen, where do you shop? Do you shop online?
You know me, Pam. I'm kind of old-fashioned. I schlep around. I look for the deals. I like to touch things, etc. My daughter does actually a little bit more than I do.
All right. Well, maybe this will convince you. We're going to be speaking with Victoria Cole, the chief executive of Designers on a Dime. They're based in Houston, but Victoria will join us here in the studio to tell us all about curated selections online.
Well, if her jewelry and clothing are any example, you can find some really cool stuff on her website. I can hardly wait to hear all about this. And I can hardly wait to hear from Charlie Pellett. He's in the Bloomberg Newsroom with a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And thank you very much, Kathleen Hayes. Thank you, Pim Fox. Mixed picture for U.S. equities. Afternoon trading in New York. We've got the S&P up a point now. Little change there. Stocks have been fluctuating, but the S&P now at 2184, up there by 0.1%. Dow Industrials down 4. To 18,569, NASDAQ up 8, a gain there of 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite Index at 52.37. I'm keeping an eye on oil. West Texas Intermediate up 2.9%, advancing $1.34.48.12 right now on WTI. Brent crude just crossing $51 a barrel, $51.01 on Brent, up by 2.3%. The 10-year up 5/32, the yield there 1.53%, and gold up 9.50 the ounce, 13.54, a gain there of 0.7%. T-Mobile U.S. shares, they're up 0.7% now to $46.69. T-Mobile introducing a $160 a month unlimited wireless plan for families of four as part of what the carrier calls T-Mobile One in an effort to capture more data-hungry consumers. And T-Mobile CEO John Legere spoke with Bloomberg Television this morning.
Are eliminating forever data plans. We're going all in on unlimited. It's a monthly subscription to the Internet. Unlimited calls, unlimited text, unlimited high-speed data, unlimited video streaming at standard definition, and a family of four gets that for $40 a line. And frankly, you know, we are the only network that can truly handle this. So that's what this is about.
And again, shares up by 0.7%. 2:32 on Wall Street. Now the other stories making news.
Thank you, Charlie. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Ramey Innocencio. Hillary Clinton says the nation needs to work together to, quote, repair the bonds of trust and respect between police officers and communities and not stoke more divisions. Clinton met today in New York with law enforcement leaders. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has begun reserving television airtime for the first time in the general election. Trump's campaign will spend roughly $4.9 million over the next 10 days on ads to air in Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. The Department of Justice has announced it plans to end the use of private prisons. We get the details from Bloomberg's Catherine Cowdery.
The DOJ concluded that the facilities are both less safe and less effective than prisons operated by the government, and they don't save on costs. The Attorney General's office says officials are instructed to either not renew private prison contracts or substantially reduce their scope, with the goal of ultimately ending the use of privately operated prisons altogether. All contracts will be up for renewal over the next 5 years. I'm Catherine Cowdery, Bloomberg Radio.
Twitter says it has suspended 360,000 accounts since mid-2015 for violating its policies banning the promotion of terrorism and violent extremism. Twitter says its rate of daily suspensions is up 80% since last year. And a former Islip Parks commissioner and his executive secretary have pleaded guilty to dumping 40,000 tons of contaminated debris on Long Island. Joseph J. Montori Jr. and Brett Robinson were charged following the discovery of asbestos, pesticides, and other material at a Brentwood park. Global News 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Ramey Inocencio. This is Bloomberg. Charlie.
And we thank you. And again, recapping, the S&P 500 index advancing a point now to 2183, a gain there of less than 0.1%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Now, on Bloomberg Radio, we take stock of small business.
Small businesses want more streamlining and less red tape.
Small businesses prefer a yes, and they can even accept a no, but maybes kill them.
There's so many people that have ideas, and it has to be more than that. It has to be making it real.
Bloomberg Taking Stock, Small Business in Focus, on Bloomberg Radio.
Small business, well, small business and fashion. For example, if you're looking for products from brands such as Donna Karan, Escada, as well as, well, a variety of other famous brands, including Mark by Marc Jacobs. Well, where can you go? I guess you can go to the stores, but you can also go online, but in a particular way. And here to tell us more is Victoria Cole, the chief executive of Designers on a Dime. They are based in Houston, and Victoria joins us in the studio today. Thank you very much for being here. How do you describe your website as being different than other online e-commerce retail sites?
Designers on a Dime is different because there are a lot of fashion e-commerce companies, that's for sure. But we're different in that we have 53 platforms around the globe where we are putting the merchandise. And we rotate it approximately every 30 days to a different platform. So people actually are shopping online in various parts of the world looking at different items. And fashionistas always want to see new items.
So how do you get your items? I'm looking at the website. Oh, my goodness. I just looked at shop, and I just looked at brand names. I haven't even gotten to designer vintage yet, and there's a very, very long list of designer-type brands, you know, from low designer to very luxe designer. How do you get all this stuff?
Well, we have 7 buyers in major metropolitan cities in the U.S., and we look ahead, Kathleen, at about 1.5 to 2 years to know what trends are coming, and then we formulate a plan, and we get our buyers to actually go out and curate all of those types of items. So we have collections available for what's coming up.
You've got accessories, obviously beauty brand names, clothing, vintage designer shoes. How do you make sure that the condition and the quality is at a level that the customer will find acceptable?
Everything comes in. If it's clothing, everything gets dry cleaned in advance. Everything gets checked by the warehouse when it's coming in. Buttons are added if need be, and so on, zippers. Everything is really scrutinized. And we have an authenticator to authenticate designer brands. This is really critical, and this is why we have such a clamoring of followers around the globe.
So tell us a little bit about you. I don't know where to start. You're an angel investor. You've mentored startups and mid-size companies, and you've taken people to the next level all over the country. You worked as general manager for Quaidy Holding Company. You're a philanthropist. How'd you get here, man?
I love fashion. I've always had a passion for fashion. And so I started out with an eBay store years ago in 2005, and it grew from there.
So what job were you doing then? Were you doing something else and saying, oh, just for fun, I'm going to sell stuff on my eBay store?
Exactly. That's exactly how I started. And I think there's a lot of other people that start that way as well. Now, eBay is still something that we maintain, but it's not one of our major. I mean, we have a lot of different platforms across the U.S. as well.
How did you finance this?
I financed it myself.
Yourself?
Mm-hmm.
No outside?
It's privately held.
And as far as the financing goes, have you gotten offers to sell the company?
Not yet.
What kind of volume are you doing? Can you tell us?
Well, because it's privately held, of course, we have experienced exponential growth recently. And I think it's part of that is, you know, when Macy's makes their statement, we're going to close 100 stores, people pay attention. And the reason they're closing 100 stores is because people are going to shopping online. So when you have that kind of publicity, it just fuels it even more. And people like to be able to shop in 5 seconds. You can go on your cell phone and be in our store in 5 seconds, literally, and purchase an item in 5 more seconds.
So if I want to buy something, it's really easy. I can go to Designers on a Dime. I can see all the pictures. What if I want to sell you something?
Well, it's funny you would mention that, because we are going to start in January of next year. We're going to start a fashion roadshow. And we are going to be going to 10 major metropolitan cities, starting in California. We're going to go to L.A. and San Francisco first. And we are going to meet up close and personal with our clients. And we're trying to discover some holy grails, if you will, of fashion treasures that people have in their closets.
I also note that on your website, you put together entire outfits for people. So if you're a Dolce & Gabbana person, you can buy everything, shirts, skirts, flip-flops. Is that a very popular aspect of your presentation?
It is a popular part. And, you know, we just did a back-to-school with showing Ralph Lauren fashions, all under $25.
Wow.
And so the moms just loved that, to save money on back-to-school fashion with Ralph Lauren. Wow.
I just got to ask you really quickly, how do you know what's coming next? You said you guys start a year and a half. How do you know what's coming next, Victoria Cole?
We have a fashion Snopes. And we have our ears on the ground in all kinds of areas all across the globe, and we know.
Well, it's a cool site. I think I might have got my appetite a little more whetted for a little online shopping.
I thought you just talked yourself into it.
All righty. Victoria Cole, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Founder, CEO, Designers on a Dime. She's based in Houston, Texas, joining us today on Taking Stock in our New York studio. Check it out. Designersonadime.com. It's pretty easy. I'm Kathleen Hayes, along with Pim Fox. This is Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio. And, of course, this is Bloomberg.
Coming up on Taking Stock, the Conference Board's leading economic index ticked up again in July. Moderate economic growth. What does the future hold? We've got more details next.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.